Hello? Dr. Carly?
We hear
Hi, Warner.
Hi, Warner.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
And good morning from the UK.
Thank you for
So good morning from the UK.
4 minutes until showtime.
I'm Andy, but I'm not going to be hanging around too long. I'll just be listening in and monitoring any callers that want to come on.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right.
Okay, Warner, so let me just tell you, I have a short intro that I do, including giving in the call-in numbers for the show in case people have questions or comments. And then I'm going to bring you on, and I would like you to basically tell your story of what you've experienced in BC. So, you know, take as long as you want and just, tell the listeners what you've gone through.
Yeah, okay. And I'm not the only one. There are many others, you know, and it's not just only here in Canada or in the United States. It's in Europe, too, the same
record. 3 minutes until showtime.
Well, that's why my show is What's Ailing the World. Yes, so please mention that, definitely.
Okay, good.
And I don't know if you've had a chance to send Sheldon...
I gave him the information to look the YouTube up. We had a long talk there yesterday.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, because I want him to post that along with my archives as well.
Okay.
Basically, we have been lied to from from one end to the other.
Yeah, that's what I always say. We've been lied to about everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. You're here.
Okay. Is the show
2 minutes until showtime.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Dr. Kali?
Yes?
Can I go just short to the bathroom?
Yeah, 2 minutes worth.
Yeah, okay.
So you are going to come on first, right, Andy?
No, I'll just let you carry on. I said to everybody last week, and Sheldon only sort of repeated it later on in the week, you know, that Dr. Carly's best at doing what Dr. Carly does on her own rather than anybody else sort of interrupting. And plus, to be honest with you, this... Saturdays and Sundays are the slots that nobody uses because, you know, I do 5 days a week and it's busy and, you know, we've got stuff on. And I tend to relax at the weekend. So this is, because it's you.
1 minute.
I don't mind.
Until showtime.
Thank you. People are off on Saturdays and Sundays, so this is a good day to do a show. Hello, and welcome to What's Ailing the World.
Baghdad, dancers of death, murder in the air with the neck breath. Macho queen selling war makers' toys, raining destruction, good old boy. Deathbringer in Queen George's eyes, read his lips, war maker lies. Religious rights, revenging souls.
Later, kannst du mal die Tür zumachen, beide Türen zumachen? Da kommt was in der Luft.
I didn't get
Hello?
That. Hello?
Oh, Dr. Carly?
Yes?
Yeah, good morning.
Okay. Hello, people that are listening, and welcome to What's Ailing the World. Today, our answer is going to be corrupt government officials. And just getting back into the groove of things here, I've been off the air for some time after being censored from 5 different radio stations, internet stations that I was on. I'm very grateful to Andy Peacher for getting me on this show. And I also want to thank my webmaster and troubleshooter, par extraordinaire, by the name of Sheldon Day. His website is thelightofdayradioshow.com, thelightofdayradioshow.com. And if any of you have computer issues, I strongly suggest you contact him for help, because he can, excuse me, he can do it remotely. And that's what he does for me. We live across the country from each other. So that's very important for people to know, is that you can get help. My computer's constantly being hacked, and it's a never-ending battle just to keep my websites up. And those websites are reversing vaccine induced induced diseases.com and also drcarly.com. I suggest you start out with reversing vaccine induced diseases.com. And on the services tab on that site, you can learn how I do consults to teach people how to reverse their vaccine induced diseases, which includes pretty much all of internal medicine. But one of the things I really specialize in is children. I've reversed over 5,000 cases of autism alone, which of course is from vaccines. And the problem is, for many people, is that it's not covered by insurance. You have to pay out of pocket. But certainly many parents are willing to do so to get their children's health back. Okay, so...
Rebecca,
yes.
You might want to remind the audience you're running a big discount for consults just for this month and next month also.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up, Sheldon.
Huh?
Yes, I'm going through severe financial straits. I'm potentially losing everything. My car is going to be auctioned by November 13th if I don't get some funds. It's been unbelievable, the attacks that I've gone through. So I really need donations and consults. So if you appreciate my work, please do what you can. I know that everybody's broke, but I appreciate any support that I can get from anybody around the world. And if you want to contact me, let me give out my phone number, which you can access for free on Skype. It's 828-294-0662, 828-294-0662. That's the landline. I also have a cell, but it oftentimes has problems, but the cell number is 828-962-4373, 828-962-4373. So that's pretty much what I wanted to say for the beginning of the show. And once again, Andy, thank you for getting me on this network. I'm very happy to be back on the air, because the vaccine assault is getting so bad now. They're coming up with new required vaccines, especially for children, and now for adults as well. And the disease rate is massively skyrocketing. So people have to be aware of what's really going on, so that they can protect themselves and just say no. There's nothing more important than your health, obviously. And if you keep getting vaccinated, you won't have your health for long, including not just the diseases in internal medicine, but also death. Sudden infant death syndrome is definitely due to vaccinations. So people have to wake up to this fact. Okay, let me bring my special guest on, Werner Bach from British Columbia. Please tell the listeners, Werner, what you have experienced with the corrupt government officials.
Well, good afternoon, and good afternoon, Sheldon. We had a good long talk last night, and I hope you had a look at some of the YouTubes and some of the documentation about the massive cover-up that I encountered now for over 40 years by all branches of the government, as on the provincial as well as on the federal level.
And okay, wait, question, Werner. How can people access your YouTubes? What can they put in the search engine to access those YouTubes?
Oh, it's very simple. Just Google my name and then YouTube and... 2007 It's a raw footage documentary. It runs about for 1.5 hours. And then in 2008, it's another raw footage about the shenanigans that have been done and have been covered up by successive governments now for at least the last 60, 70 years. And it feeds right into the present issue about GMO crops. And what makes it necessary to introduce GMO crops and the whole chemicals, the questionable chemicals like glyphosate and so on, and Roundup and atrazine, it's weeds. And the government has been covering up the massive sabotage of organic agriculture now for many decades in order to shuffle business towards the shareholders in the big chemical companies.
Right. And it's so important for people to realize this. I always suggest to people, if they're able to grow their own organic fruits and vegetables. But of course, as we're being sprayed with chemtrails incessantly, that's hard also, because, you know, once they spray your crops, that's a big problem.
And Dr. Carley, here is another concern. The saboteurs, the criminals, they are well mixed in with the population. And initially, we don't know who they are. Who is your next door neighbor, you know? Is he has he been compromised? Is he being blackmailed or whatever in order to cooperate with this criminal element that goes into the highest places of the government?
Right. And let me just ask you to spell your name so that people make sure they search the correct spelling.
It's spelled W-E-R-N-E-R B-O-C-K. Bock. Werner Bock.
B-O-C-K. Okay.
Dr. Carley, I never had any intention to get involved in all those things. But basically, when I got thrown into the water, I was looking for help for over 40 years in all the government agencies with the mainstream media and so. But what I found out over the years, most of them are whores for hire.
I totally agree.
Scientific horse fire you have encountered, you know, and that put you through this ordeal to the judicial horse fire, political horse fire. It's all a money racket. Money rules the world. And who rules the money? Satan and his followers. It's a means to enslave the whole world. And they have been pretty successful, you know, unless people finally start waking up. And it's a question of survival of the human race. When we look at where they basically disclosed their plans for the planet Earth and for humanity in the Georgia Guidestones, targeted population not to rise above 500 million. But at the present time, we got over 7 billion people living on this planet. And they are on the best way to phase us out, and especially the people who have been putting up opposition to them. And at the forefront, the white, most of the white people, who's part of the human population about 80 or 90 years ago was about 35%, and it has been whittled down now to about 8 or 9% of the total population of this planet.
Right. Well, it's certainly not just the white people. They're killing off the Native Americans in reservations as well, with vaccinations especially. And I live in North Carolina, and we've had riots in Charlotte, one of our main cities here, because the police are killing so many black people. So, I don't think, you know, it depends on your race as to whether you're a target. I think we're all being targeted, but especially the people who are speaking the truth.
Yeah, and as I say, I have to correct, you know, among all the different racial groups, there are people who are honest people and they don't want to buy into the lies and perpetuate the lies that have been shoved down the throat by those in their ivory towers and in their secret laboratories and in the media and all over the place, you know.
Right.
And it says in the Bible, you know, Satan is the father of all lies, and he was a liar and a murderer right from the beginning, and so are his followers.
Right, and I'm glad you mentioned the laboratories, because one thing people have to realize is that they're making viruses. They made HIV. They're now making Zika. As a matter of fact, it's been patented by the CDC. So while they use these as scare tactics against the people, they're creating them in the first place. And go ahead.
About the anthrax scandal, where the very same anthrax virus or pathogen was traced back to government laboratories.
Right. And then, of course, as I've been talking about for years, there's more military dying from the anthrax vaccines than are even dying from gunfire. So anyone that's brain dead enough to go into the military, you cannot refuse to get vaccinated. And I guarantee you, it's going to make you very sick or kill you. And this is a fact we have to face.
It might not be immediately, but it can show up maybe a decade down the road. There are other factors of contamination and poison we are exposed to, like from chemtrails, from water supply, from medication, and through food or through food additives, you know. And it is a very intricate way of interactions between all those exposures, chemical exposures, exposures to pollution, and so how they interact in order to ultimately lead to the established goal of the so-called elite of diminishing the world population.
Right. And as I always say, it's always the big picture. We're all being exposed to so many things, and that's why it's critical to educate yourself as to what you have to watch out for. And, of course, realize that going to the white coats for help once you get sick is not going to work. Because even if they know what's going on, they're never going to admit it. And anything that they prescribe for you is going to make you sicker.
And I had the experience with white coats of a different kind with the veterinarians, and the only solution to the detrimental effect to the sicknesses and so that were being created by the criminals, their only solution was to push antibiotics in order to ultimately, through the mainstream media, bedevil the farmers, you know. And I, right in the start, when I saw the damage that was done, you know, I realized that was not a problem of pathogens. It was a problem of chemical exposure.
And frequency attacks, I'm sure, as well. And this was involving the cattle that you had on your farm, correct?
Yeah, it started up in 1975. And suddenly, cattle that were fine, one day, the next day, they were down, and within 24 hours, they died. And at the time, I was not aware of directed energy devices like lasers and masers and so on, you know, and I was looking at that the animals were actively poisoned. And this was acknowledged by the vet who did the autopsy on the first animal that died within 24 hours. And there was massive corrosive damage to the internal organs, to the lungs, to the heart, the cardiovascular system, and to the stomach or rumen. Massive corrosive damage. And when I pointed that out to the veterinarian, it was a young veterinarian, and he said, oh, probably some kind of poison caused that. And after he made that kind of an assessment, he took a tissue sample, like from the rumen wall, you know. He scraped all the corroded lining that indicated that the animal had been killed by a very corrosive chemical. He discarded all the corroded lining, and then he took the rest of the tissue sample and dipped it into a paddle of dirty water. This was by the end of April, and in the cattle run, especially next to the barn, you have puddles of water and so on. And I just was shaking my head. I thought, you know, if there, like he wanted to deliberately contaminate the sample so they could blame it on some kind of a disease, but they couldn't find anything. But when I saw this in the practice of the veterinarian, within a half a day, I took the rest of the rumen and I took it to another lab at Sackville, there, University Mount Allison University in Sackville, and on both laboratories they couldn't find any disease responsible. But basically the shit was hitting the fan, and there was a very suspicious activity going on for the next couple of weeks. Like one neighbor looking at 10 o'clock at night, three quarter of a mile away from his home place, looking for his daughter's cat, and that's the next morning. That's when I found this the first cow that succumbed, you know. And fellas stopping at 3 o'clock at night, going with searchlights over the buildings, and then suspicious vehicles, you know, stopping here. This is a rural road, you know. And anyway, things were pretty damn fishy, and that was even acknowledged to me by some members of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. But then, when more and more evidence was coming together, suddenly, they didn't want to know anything anymore about it.
Right.
And I was being left all alone, you know, to fight against this bunch of dogs, you know, that were raising hell. Within 3 weeks, they had killed more than a third of my cows, of my cow herd, and all had the same symptoms. Massive poisoning due to a very corrosive chemicals. There were no chemicals around where the animals had access to. And then they cooked up the story, oh yeah, you had fertilizer around. The year before, I picked up the fertilizer with a truck right from the fertilizer plant in St. John and spread it right from the back of the truck into the fertilizer spreader and spread it right in the field. The fertilizer never even came into the yard.
Right, and not only that, but then they tried to say that you were a psych case for talking about this, right?
Oh, no. As I say, I was being left all alone. And I used some unusual tactics in order to raise awareness to it, where I basically sent a whole bunch of people on a wild goose chase. And I wanted to find out who of in this that area belonged to that criminal element, you know? Mm-hmm. And I steered up quite an embarrassing situation for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police one afternoon on the Trans-Canada. The next morning, I had a visit from two high-ranking officers, and they said, you are doing an awful lot of driving lately. So I asked, why? Are there any restrictions for immigrants, how much driving they can do in Canada? I said, what do you want? My car is licensed. I got a driver's license. What do you want? And then one of the officers said, what do you think how it would make us look when you find all those things out and we don't? And just only a month earlier, there was a big scandal that surfaced, and it was mentioned in the media, where Mounties, you know, county intelligence in Quebec, had burned a barn. Because at the time, there was a Quebec crisis, you know. And same tactics, you know, what the CIA and NSA are doing, you know, doing terrorist acts and then try to blame it, you know, in order to get the pot boiling that they can, right now, you know, here in North America and in Europe, so that they can, the politicians are being forced to push through harder anti-terrorist legislation that takes away the the personal freedoms of the people.
Right. They call them the terrorists that are doing this, but in fact, they're the terrorists.
Yeah, and as I say, now basically more and more of this criminal activity of government agency becomes knowledge to more and more members of the public. And people are getting fed up.
I totally agree. And they must educate themselves. It's very ugly. I know it's hard to face these realities. I didn't want to know this either, but especially as I started getting attacked just for telling people the dangers of vaccines and other FDA-approved drugs, it became very obvious to me that there was an agenda afoot to harm people and kill them. So there's no other explanation for it. And what's really disgusting is that we pay taxes for these agencies that are behind all of this. It's really amazing.
You know, Dr. Carly, I'm a simple guy, and I have to cut down all this down to the chase, to the basics. And I compare that when homeowner, when he got a watchdog, you know, he has been feeding him now for years, you know, and there were no trouble. But then one night a burglar comes in and he threatens the homeowner, you know, and his family. And the homeowner sticks the dog on the burglar and onto the intruder. But the dog is so damned coward, you know, when the homeowner pushes him, then he turns around and bites the homeowner. And my question is, how much longer will this homeowner beat that dog? You know?
Yes.
And I see more and more, you know, when people lose it, you know, they lose their cool. And when they have been victimized by those that are supposed to be protecting us, you know, that they turn around against the people they are supposed to protect and where they are getting paid for and where they are making a very comfortable living, most of them, you know. And
Hey, Warner?
Yeah?
This is Sheldon here. Would you be able to tell the audience how Linda Howe was instrumental in trying to help you?
Well, as I say, I had several talks over the years with Linda Moulton Howe. And then I studied her profile and her rise to fame and fortune. Her father was high up in the ranks of one of the military industrial complex. You know, I think it was in the aircraft company. I don't remember the name. But right when she got out of college, within the next few years, she rose right up and holding lectures and had connections, you know, instant media connections, you know. But her line is, what she said to me the last time we spoke was, I only investigate cattle mutilations done by UFOs and aliens. So much for an unbiased, down-to-earth investigator. You know, when I had given her the evidence and the documentation about the technology that had been used to kill hundreds of my cattle, I showed her the documentation in Farmer's Ordeal. It's a YouTube from 2011, and where documented the external and internal damage inflicted by directed energy devices or weapons, you know, like lasers and masers. And lasers, they are in use all over the place. And when it even comes down to the simple laser pointers, there are dangers attached to it about looking right into that laser beam. It can burn your eyes.
Right.
And can blind you. And there is another YouTube site there. It's called Monarch Project, Torture of Innocent Men, Women, Children, and Animals. It's runs roughly about 10 minutes, and it's on the internet. And Dr. Kali, when you had me on your show in 2009 on the 4th, on the 4th of July, you know, subsequently, Sheldon, you put up the pictures that were already posted on the internet, the autopsy pictures, about 120 or 130 autopsy pictures about the external and the internal damage that caused the death or the sickness of the animals, you know. This has been picked up by that YouTube site, Torture of Innocent Men, Women, Children, and Animals, and it got now over somewhere around 330,000 views.
Well, Warner, Warner, can I interject? I'd also like to add that, interestingly enough, the technology manifested on the torture of your cattle there have been that technology is comparable to what Dr. Judy Wood has also discovered on what brought down the World Trade Center towers on 9/11.
Well, that's probably even more sophisticated. This plane simply lasers and eventually masers that work with the microwave frequencies. And some of the suspect neighbors, one of them is an electrician, and he used to work at the sawmill. And they have surveillance, survey lasers, at the sawmill, And every so often a laser has to be replaced or... And there's plenty of access to those devices. And anybody with a technical know-how can convert it, make it basically a weapon, long-distance weapon. They can apply it from a mile away, and cause very serious damage to animals and to people.
Yes. And I just want to mention two very important books. One is entitled Transformation of America, and this talks about a victim of this Monarch Project, what was done to her. Another good book is A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State. A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State. And this is written by an attorney, John W. Whitehead, one of the few honest attorneys I'm aware of. And he talks about his experiences with these wolves.
And but what was especially disgusting, what happened then subsequently when they wanted to shut me up there in 1975, they didn't know any other legal way to get me out of the picture. They got one of the very same perpetrators. He made up a story that I threatened him with a gun.
Wow.
I did not have a gun. When the trouble started up and I realized that there was more behind than just a local clique, that they were connected, further up the ladder, I immediately sold my gun, because 4 months earlier, another farmer just only 10 miles away had been found shot in his barn, And indications were that there had a criminal element was involved, that... It was about real estate, just only about 10 miles out of Moncton, and there is a lot of urban sprawl has been going on for decades there. Now, where people want to move out of the city and have their place in the countryside, some of them, just simple people, a simple home, and others, they build their fancy estates and gobble up the good farmland. And as I say, this kind of a cover-up of the environmental and agricultural Watergate that has been going on here, it has brought the province now in a situation when 60, 70 years ago, they were self-sufficient in healthy, sustainable, grown food. Now they are importing at least 90% of their whole food. Some of it is being shipped from halfway around the world, from 8,000-10,000 miles away. And this is the same situation here, all in most of eastern Canada, in New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland. And we have a similar situation in the New England states, in Maine, and all the way down to New York.
What same situation are you referring to?
About the region when the traditional farmers were growing the food and supplying the food, they were self-sufficient and they even were exporting food all the way down to the eastern seaboard to the big cities. And now those this region is importing at least 90% of all the food. But now wow. The last years, there's a feeble attempt by the government to ramp up agriculture again, to get it going again. But they are pushing the chemical agriculture, you know, to fatten the bank account of the shareholders in the big chemical companies,
mm-hmm.
and to push the GMO agenda. And here we have to look at the conflict of interest that goes through all branches of government and all through the higher incomes group, you know, about having shares in most of them in their pension fund or in their private investment portfolio, having shares in the big multinational corporations like Monsanto, Syngenta, and Bayer, and all those big chemical companies, you know. And I can vouch for they don't have any shares in the family farms because they are not traded at the stock exchange. And I became aware of it when I, several years back, I heard about Percy Schmeiser, a traditional plant breeder in Saskatchewan, when they wanted to throw him to the wolves, and Monsanto started a lawsuit against him for patent infringement because a few of those devil soybeans were grown in his fields that were contaminated from grain trucks that were driving through the middle of his property. There was a highway going through, and some of the seed was blown off and ended up in his field. And when I looked at that issue, I became aware about the judges in the different courts, provincial and federal court, that were involved in the case and that convicted Percy Schmeiser, the seed grower. And I looked at the issue and I thought, damn it, you know, they don't have any shares in Percy Schmeiser's family operation. But I can vouch for many of them have shares due to their pension fund in their private investment portfolio in Monsanto.
What was he convicted of?
Oh, because of basically having stolen a patented seed.
Okay.
Infringement, but he was grown the patented GMO soybeans in his field where Monsanto had the patent on. And he didn't buy Monsanto's seed.
Right. His field was the one that was contaminated.
His fields were contaminated, and this should have been turned around about the GMO seeds contaminating the basic natural seeds.
Right. So they actually did damage to him, but then sued him for allegedly stealing their seeds.
And this, there were many farmers across North America, and especially in the States, where the corrupt courts decided against them, and they lost their farm.
Wow. And I also want to mention this presidential election coming up here in the States. Both candidates have a lot of problems. At least Donald Trump has spoken out about vaccines to some extent. But Hillary Clinton, she is pure evil. And in fact, she is highly associated with Monsanto herself. So I hope that people will do research on these issues before they go to the, you know, polls and elect this witch.
You know, some years ago, somebody said, you know, the polls, they're good for a dog to relieve himself.
Yeah, I voted once when I was much younger. I don't vote anymore because the voting process has been corrupted as well. They pick who they want to win, and that person is the one that wins. So, in my opinion, it's all a dog and pony show anyways.
But we know what the agenda is. You know, one world government, centralization. You know, higher and higher ivory towers. You know, and the people, where they say, especially in the so-called democratic countries, where do the ordinary people have access to those high places of power?
Well, of course they don't, and I'm sure most of the people listening know about these things, but if you don't, check out the New World Order. Do some research on the New World Order, and you will learn a lot about that. It's very scary, but putting our heads in the sand is not going to help at all.
It's very scary, but at the same time, they sent their shock troops all around the world. Over the last few decades, they have killed millions of innocent civilian people, you know, and then they talk about Holocaust. You know, they should need their head exam. But here comes the other aspect in any kind of a whistleblower. They got the psychiatric hordes for hire in order to shut them down. They run the danger of being run into the, steered into the mental health racket, you know, where they drug the people up and basically in order to shut down the opposition. That's exactly what happened in the during the end days of the Soviet Union, when they couldn't afford anymore the bad publicity about their gulags, you know, and their jails, what was being done there to dissidents and the many, many millions they have murdered. So they wanted to put it a human face, and they said, oh, those people that don't agree with our beneficial communist system, there is something wrong with their head. So they had lots of psychiatrists in a psychiatric institution where they institutionalized them in and drugged them up. And one of the famous Russian writer, right now, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, he basically packed out about it, about the racket, and he brought awareness of the world to this scheme what they run, in order to show, to boost the image of the communist system. But anybody who follows it up knows who financed the communist and capitalist. They are two sides of the same coin.
Right.
Hey, Rebecca and Warner.
Go ahead, Sheldon.
Rebecca, when did you want to start taking call-ins at the top of the hour?
Yeah, that would be fine. I just want Werner to get his story out, but I also want to comment. I went through this psychiatric garbage as well when the New York State Medical Board went out after me for speaking out against vaccines. They diagnosed me with a delusion of conspiracy, and they wanted to institutionalize and or drug me. And that's when I basically said, forget it, you can have your license. I'm a teacher now. And that's how I escaped their wrath. Although they, I'm sure, monitor me very closely still, I will not succumb to their, you know, plans.
All through history, it is crammed full of conspiracies that were at the basis of most of the genocides and most of the murder of innocent people all around the world. At the basis, they were conspiracies. And anybody who wants to question conspiracies, you know, to declare them as conspiracies, that I'm asking the question, where did those idiots come from? Did they just drop in from Mars or some kind of another planet? Conspiracies have been a matter of fact for all human life. You know, for thousands of years, there have been always conspiracies.
I totally agree.
And they want to tell us that we are out of touch with reality. Maybe they need their head examined. And when it comes to the military, it's hot-rodding around the world, you know, and in the aftermath, there are millions and millions of people that have been murdered, you know, brutally murdered. And they call it collateral damage. But
right.
They wanted to incarcerate us, and have incarcerated many of the whistleblowers because under, here in New Brunswick is paragraph 10 of the New Brunswick Mental Health Act, when a person becomes a danger to its own safety or to the safety of others. And how much has the military been a danger to their own safety and to the safety of the people around? You know, maybe the military and those that give the orders and the politicians that support it, maybe they need to be institutionalized and put on drugs in mental institutions so that they are not anymore a danger to humanity.
Or incarcerated, but I definitely agree with you. And it's so disgusting how the military has been co-opted and is doing, you know, the deeds that they're instructed to do without question. It's really amazing. You wonder how human beings could cooperate in such a fashion. But it's happening all over. And as America spreads this military virus, it's just getting worse every day.
And the military-industrial complex, they have many helpers, especially the mad scientists in the laboratories and their corporations. You know, it's big money involved, you know. And I call them scientific horse for hire. You know, the militaries couldn't do as much damage if they wouldn't have the scientific establishment and the defense industries backing them up.
I definitely agree.
Dr. Mm-hmm. Carly, I don't say I don't bring up anything that's new, you know, but it is high time that we all face reality. If humanity keeps on going on the track we are going, you know, and the path has been laid out by big money and by those in the ivory towers and their minions right at the ground level, right within the community who don't want to lose their job, you know. If people keep on going that path, it will be a path to the human extension and to the destruction of the planet. And this is where I have to get with Putin, you know, that he basically does not want to go down that road. And I look at the political events over the last few years, you know, and basically what happens right now overseas, especially overseas, where NATO countries surround Russia, you know, it's the same situation what the Western allies did to Germany that brought on the Second World War.
Right. I totally agree with what you're saying. And, of course, that's why people must wake up, because it's spreading like a virus. It's getting really bad. And, as you said, the future of the human race isn't at stake. I totally agree with that.
And, Rebecca,
through all of these techniques. Go ahead, Sheldon.
I wanted to interject. I had sent you something yesterday. I come across this hidden, if you, anybody puts this in a search engine, hidden pandemic conflagration 2100. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Well, it talks about the spraying of these mycoplasmas in the air and how it goes after the cholesterol in your body in this report here and causes all kinds of neurodegenerative diseases.
Diseases.
Yeah, like Alzheimer's, right, and Parkinson's. This is a really great report. You should look at this. I just wanted to.
Can you repeat that again, Sheldon? Hidden pandemic. What was after that?
Conflagration 2100.
Okay.
And it has
21.
Huh?
Agenda 21.
Yeah, you could call it that, I guess, because it's got 2100 in there. But it talks about, they have a list in here that these mycoplasmas have been implicated as a causative factor or a key cofactor in over 150 neurodegenerative and immune suppressive diseases. And this is one reason I take Carnivora that George Norrie, he promotes on his Coast to Coast radio show, because that's Carnivora is like the only thing apparently that can combat this mycoplasma.
No, that's not true. There's homeopathics that will go after mycoplasma as well. There's homeopathics for just about everything.
You're right. You're right.
So that's what I teach people about. My protocol uses mostly homeopathics, but also other natural supplements to reverse the damage. And that's why people have to wake up to these things and do research and realize how important it is to, you know, stop doing what they're telling you to do. Unfortunately, you can't stop breathing when you go outside because you're being sprayed, as Sheldon said. But, you know, stop taking the drugs from Big Pharma and do natural things if you want to maintain your health.
And what population group gets mostly affected by this? As we get older, and the older generation in the past, they went through the experience where they had been led down the garden path by the so-called leaders into war and everything. And I would say among the older generations, they were the moderating force that were warning the younger generations, but they don't, the powers to be, they don't want that anymore. So the older generation has to be declared that they are mentally unfit and that they suffer from Alzheimer's and so, and they don't know what's going on. So the young people won't listen to them anymore.
Right. I watched my grandmother die from Alzheimer's disease. Of course, she went to the white coats. She was getting her shots, and she was also a nurse. So I'm sure she got shots as a nurse, but I didn't know about any of these things at that time. And to watch her deteriorate to the point where she would sit in a wheelchair and just drool on herself, it was unbelievable. And when you have somebody like that in your family, it's such an assault. It's unbelievable. And the numbers are growing every day.
So, as I say, they have all aspects of life. They have it booby-trapped. And they have it controlled. So they can manipulate us. They think they can manipulate us for their purpose toward their agenda, one world government, you know, and but I hope that more people start waking up, and ultimately the Almighty One is going to throw them the monkey wrench into their agenda.
Yes, I think when people get mad enough, you know, they'll take action, whatever that action may be. And one of the big problems, as I said, is that people can't believe, you know, that doctors and police and other people would, you know, participate in this evil. They just can't believe that that's happening. But when you start doing your research, there's no question. My profession, the medical profession, has been totally corrupted. And I saw it for myself. And I was horrified because it was my dream my whole life to become a doctor. I'm from a very poor family. There was nobody, you know, to pay my way through. I had to take out lots of loans, but I did it and then started working in the hospital and saw what was really going on. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was unreal to see them killing people, outright killing people. And that's why I always tell people, if I was you, there's no way I would go to a hospital. Find a natural doctor. I mean, occasionally you have to go, like if you get in a car accident and you have a lot of cuts, you have to go get sewn up. But get out of there as fast as you can. And if possible, always have somebody there to watch over you as your guardian angel, to ask questions of what they're doing.
Dr. Carly, about 3 weeks ago, I had a kind of a close call, and my wife, she phoned the ambulance, you know, and they took me to the hospital. And but then I started recovering already pretty good again, you know. And when I said that I wanted to go home again, that already a psychiatrist on standby wanted to keep me there.
What was your close call? What happened?
Oh, Renata said I stopped breathing.
Wow.
Then she had mouth to nose.
Resuscitation.
Resuscitation, you know, and then I started again up breathing and.
No, Dr. Carly, he was lying there. I awoke from a horrible noise he made. He was trying to get air, and he was lying there and trembling hard, like shaking. And his teeth were clenched, and he was lying on his back. And I was trying to shake him awake or something, make him come back, but he didn't. And then I looked, and I saw he wasn't breathing, and I blew air in his nose 10 times or so, and then I felt a response, and then I let him breathe by himself. And I called the ambulance. It took half an hour for Werner to come back to that he could respond, that he could hear us and responded. And there was blood coming from his mouth, and he had a hole in his tongue. Later, we found out. So anyway, they took him to hospital, but we got out of there after a couple of hours. So
well, anyway, there in the emergency room, there were two policemen, you know, and I felt then already better, you know. So I thought, well, might as well use the situation. I had a chicken to pluck beef with one of his officers, so I asked him if that certain officer was still in Moncton with the Kodiak RCMP, you know. And then when I then said to the doctor that I wanted to leave, they had this psychiatrist from, I think, from Pakistan. No, Pakistan or India, you know, Dr. Yoshi, you know. And I basically put the boot to one of his colleagues there in my court trial a few years earlier when she cooked up a story which I could refute. And it that was part of the reason finally the trial was the assessment of that psychiatrist was thrown out, you know. And... So I gave this Dr. Yoshi, I gave them the name of the psychiatrist, if he knew her. She was a young woman from Nigeria. And this is another thing. Most of the psychiatrists they employ here, they come from third world countries. And this is what I figured 20 years ago. They sure don't want to be sent back to the hellholes where they came from, you know. So they do everything what their masters tell them to.
Right.
You know? And but anyway, when I mentioned the name of this Dr. Akimokun, he went over to the doctor who was looking after me, and Renato heard him saying, "Oh, I don't want to get involved in it." You know. Basically,
wow.
we have to have always, hopefully, a big stick, you know. Ready there in order to scare them off.
Yes, and just letting them know that you know what's going on, and
yeah,
especially
and that
go
you
ahead.
Have evidence and can document it, because they don't want to get into some kind of a legal hassle, and eventually this all ends up in court, and the whole swindle is come to light.
Right.
If we don't comply and have Werner let him hear, and they can do all the tests on him, like a CAT scan and all these things, and then he has to be certified. And I told him outright that it is illegal. He can't certify him for refusing tests. And this is when he backed off.
Right. Yes, not to mention how dangerous many of these tests are. CAT scans... CAT scans use 15 times the radiation of a chest x-ray. MRIs use a contrast media called gallidomide, which is very toxic in itself. Everything they do is bad. And so that's what people have to realize. You know, you go and you think, well, I need this and I need that, but you might end up much worse off.
But in the meantime, without you noticing, they might zap your needle in the rear end. You know, while you're asleep or so, they're in the hospital. And basically from then on it goes downhill.
Right.
Anyway, you're right, you know. We have to do our own thinking, have to do our own observing. And first of and foremost of all, we have to communicate with other victims.
And I agree.
You know, initially I thought, oh, I was the only one. But then over the next few years, this was in the mid-70s, I looked around and I got in contact with other victims. And there was a farmer just only about 70 miles away from here. In about a year and a half earlier, the same thing happened to him. About 65 head of cattle had been killed. And there was a massive cover-up by the veterinarians and by the police. But he had enough evidence, so he sued the government agencies, you know. And he had a well-known lawyer here who later on became our member of parliament, you know. And he was became the mayor of Moncton, you know. He represented him in court, but the case got thrown out of court. And the next morning, the police was in his yard, picked him up, and put him into the same mental institution I was being put in 3/4 of a year later. And he was assigned to the same young immigrant doctor from Bangladesh, Dr. Alam, who barely spoke English. He was supposed to be suffering from paranoia. Those kind of things about killing farmers' cattle, it doesn't happen here in Canada. It doesn't happen in New Brunswick. But again, a parallel there, his farm was just only about a 1/4 mile at the outskirts of Sackville. It's a small town, but it is a famous university, Mount Allison University. And the town has been rapidly expanding, and so real estate was a very viable motivation for what happened to him to drive him off the farm.
And what did they blame the death of his cattle on?
He did his own investigation, and I spoke to him, you know, afterwards, and it was the same symptoms, massive corrosive internal damage to the animals. And what I described after I did at least 80 autopsies on my cattle within hours after they had been killed, massive corrosive damage in to the internal organs, to the lungs, to the cardiovascular system, to the heart, you know, massive hemorrhaging of the heart muscle, and massive corrosive damage to the digestive tract. And wow. It was being done, what I proved there, with directed energy, because those animals, before they, when they came down, some of them had massive laser burns on the noses. And one animal, it was so bad, when I was coming out in the morning, it was a Simmental cow. She was in the 7th month. Half of her nose was burned off, and it was such a shock to the poor animal. The calf was laying behind her, aborted in the 7th month.
Wow.
As I say, I went down. I did not want to do the necropsies or autopsies on those animals, but I had to find out what was killing them. And the blatant boldness of the veterinarians, the way they were lying to me, it was unbelievable. And you have experienced it with the human healthcare system and many of the doctors there.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Okay, let me just mention, we're at the top of the hour. We would love to hear from listeners if you want to call in. If you're in the USA, the number is 347-677-0812, 347-677-0812. If you're in the UK, the number is 01444-390-270, 01444-390-270. And we certainly hope we'll hear from listeners. Maybe you've had similar experiences, or also if you have any questions for the guests.
And Dr. Kali?
Yes.
For people who are not aware of the technology, let them look at Monarch Project Torture of Innocent Men, Women, Children, and Animals. And it affects human beings. It affects us because we are all, you know, warm-blooded biological beings. It affects us, and it does the same damage to us. And what are the most prevalent diseases? There are heart disease, cardiovascular disease, then cancer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And anything what I've seen and documented what happened to the animals. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to draw the conclusion. When a human being is exposed to that same technology, that it causes similar severe damage. And when they talk about that those are non-lethal weapons, that is baloney. You know, what killed on my farm over the last over a 20-year period of time, you know, killed over 330 cows and calves, and they died a miserable death, you know, it causes the same symptoms in people.
Right. I hope that Andy's still listening. If you are, Andy, I just wanted to ask you, have you heard of any occurrences in the UK of such things happening, especially to the animals? Is Andy there?
I could interject while he's plugging in his headset there, Rebecca, but I just wanted to tell the audience, if people wanted to see a demonstration of what this directed energy weapon technology does, Dr. Judy Wood has it in her book, which I have here, Where Did the Towers Go? Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology on 9/11. It's an outstanding book. It's all in color, and it's, oh my God, it's like almost 500 pages. I do know during the course of the shows, that various shows she had been on, she mentioned pictures of these people over, I think, during the Iraq War that had been zapped with this technology, and how the bodies looked like they had been toasted.
Right, and it even toasted the cars.
Oh, yeah.
Cars around the area. I have that book also, and I highly recommend it. It's outstanding.
Oh, it is.
And
yes.
Even the cars were set on fire when this whole thing went down.
Right,
and of course,
really.
They blamed it on these planes. Go ahead.
Right, really bizarre effects, like, you know, paper that wouldn't burn, and just, you really got to study this stuff. It's really bizarre stuff that was seen around the Ground Zero site in New York City.
Yes.
But any kind of a serious scientist who does down to earth investigation and research, they are being discredited, they become targeted individuals, and they have to pay a dear price. But those scientific whores for hire who verify the official version of the government, the official lies of the government, they rise up in the hierarchy of bloodsuckers.
Yes. And that's treason against humanity, in my opinion. And that's why these people need to be exposed. Without question. Go ahead, Andy or Sheldon. Are you still there?
Oh. Well, Dr. Kali, we don't want to have, you probably don't want to have a dead time.
No, I don't.
There's another aspect about the pushing of the GMO crops, and that is, I've been documenting for the last 40 years, the deliberate sabotaging of the government agency, like the Department of Agriculture and the Department of the Environment and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the main law enforcement agency here, about environmental Watergate. There's a YouTube on the internet I made. It is a raw footage. about this environmental Watergate or agricultural Watergate, how they have driven the farmers off the land. It's just Google my name. It's Werner Bock, and the YouTube, and 2007. It's a 1.5 hour raw footage YouTube, and with basic understanding of the sciences, and it shouldn't be hard to see what's going on there. And then I made another YouTube in 2008 about the deliberate introduction of invasive weed species in farmland to drive the farmers into the chemical agenda of farming, you know. And this, but it all works toward the overall agenda in concentrating all the supply lines from food supply to in food processing and medical and energy supply and everything where we depend on as society to function, to channel that all into the big ivory towers and into a few big multinational corporations and ultimately into the hands of one world government. And the forerunner is the United Nations.
Right. And was that agricultural Watergate or environmental Watergate?
Basically, it's not just an agriculture, it's agriculture and environmental Watergate. How they, for at least the last 70 years, have poisoned the land.
Right.
And the soil, and in turn with it, the water. It's not just only in agriculture, it's in forestry, where we got here in New Brunswick, in, we got this big family corporation, the Irvings, you know, massive clear-cutting of most of the forests here in the province, and then reforestation and the use of glyphosate and Roundup and all kinds of chemicals to kill off the hardwoods so that they don't compete with the softwoods, which are the main commercial asset.
Right. And once again, it's amazing that these minions are participating in this, the ones that spray this stuff, etc. They have to know what they're doing. There's no way they can't know. And of course, their food supply is being poisoned as well.
But they hope always that the scientists, you know, in future come up with basically some miracle solutions to do away with all this poisoning of the environment and with the poisoning of the water supply and everything. And they don't realize that the ultimate solution of the ones in the ivory towers will be to eliminate most of the world's population, and then what human population is left there, concentrate them in complete controlled environment, put them into pack and stack housing, into big cities, you know, where they, their water is controlled, monitored, everything, and their food supply and their air supply and anything is being controlled by the big power brokers.
Right. And another thing they're doing with the water supply is fluoridating it. Fluoride is a toxic poison. People can do research on fluoride as well. As a matter of fact, they claim that it helps prevent tooth decay. I actually have a paper that talks about how the tooth decay is much worse in people that drink fluoridated water. So that's another lie that we've been told, that fluoridation prevents tooth decay. It does not.
Dr. Carly, about tooth decay, there is another aspect to it, what I've encountered over the years, where the criminals, they use sound bullets, directed energy, weapons that work with sound frequencies. And I noticed when they hit me with it, it goes through the soft tissue, it goes through the cheek, you don't feel it. But when it hits the tooth, you feel a sharp impact, like somebody hits you with a piece of steel on it. And then within the next 5 or 6 months, the teeth affected, they rot away. And I've seen the same with some of the cattle, with young cows. You know, within 4 or 5 months, their teeth completely disintegrated. And that is explainable. When you feel that impact, it, you know, this harsh impact on the heart tooth, it causes hairline fractures in it. And then the digestive juices in the mouth and so on, they get into those cracks, and then it might explain the rapid deterioration of the tooth.
And this is nothing compared to what this can do.
Pardon?
Sorry, Rebecca.
Hello?
No, go ahead, Sheldon.
I was going to say, this is nothing compared to what they're capable of doing. These psychopaths, I still remember Dr. Judy Wood telling me this, that they have the ability to turn our planet into another asteroid belt right now with this technology.
Yes. They can blow it apart. But as I say, I'm at the grassroots level, and I have been observing and tracking down the simple part, aspect of the technology that's being used here at the local level. You know, but further up, you know, in more sophisticated developments of those technologies, that's where Dr. Judy Wood comes in, and she's a scientist, you know, who knows more about the subject than I do, you know. And we should listen to those.
Yes.
But
anything else, Sheldon?
No, go ahead.
Some of those scientists, you know, when they come out with their scientific finding and the mainline science does not anticipate the public reaction, you know, then by accident, some of the mainline media picks it up. But as soon as it gets enough momentum that it is being recognized as a danger to the plans of those guys in the high ivory towers, those scientists, they are being hunted. They become targeted. They get thrown out of their jobs, you know, and they're being maligned all through the mainstream media, and they're basically driven out and driven into poverty. And Dr. Carly, you have seen what happened to you.
Or they're being murdered. As I said, go to Green Med Info and read. They're following the number of holistic doctors that are being murdered. And last time I checked, there was at least 100. So that's how bad it gets when you stand up for the truth. It's really, really disgusting.
And Dr. Carly, is there some another tidbit? I don't know if you can confirm it or refute it. A while ago, I read that the average life expectancy of the average physician and family doctor is about 7 years shorter than the rest of the population.
I've heard Dr. Joe Wallach say that it's like in the late 50s. That's their average lifespan.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. Physician heals herself.
Well, that's because they're probably, you know, doing the same things that they tell their patients to do, you know, taking the drugs, you know, not checking out to see if food's organic and things of that nature. So while they're put on a pedestal for their alleged knowledge, they're actually doing nothing but harm, not just to the patients, but to themselves as well. And it's the same with the veterinarians too. Go ahead.
Because they believe in the lie that had been taught to them, you know, by people they looked up to, by the lecturers at the university, and so on, and they just perpetuate the misinformation.
Exactly. Okay, callers, where are you? We want to hear from people as well. Please call in. Let me give out the numbers again. USA 347-677-0812, UK 01444 390-270. We really want to interact with the listeners as much as possible because, you know, I'm hoping that some people can confirm that they've seen, you know, these things happen around them as well. Because once people realize the enormity of the situation, what else can they do but to stand up and do something? You know, you can't just lay down and do nothing because your families, your pets, your livestock, and you are being destroyed. And this has to stop.
Well, many people think as long as it doesn't hit me, you know, I just keep my head down and it will blow over. But it won't blow over.
Not to mention the fact that it is hitting them, but they may not realize why they're sick or why certain things are happening. So they just turn their backs, put their head in the sand, whatever, because they don't want to see the truth. They're afraid of the truth. It's really... Go ahead.
Dr. Kali, it didn't help the ostriches. Sticking their head in the sand. How many ostriches are left?
I know. Anything else, Sheldon or Renata, who's Werner's partner?
I can't think of anything right now.
Wait, we can hardly hear you. Speak up, please.
Okay, about the targeting, how many people are targeted? It is about 1 million. These people, these are the people that know they are targeted. But there are way more people. They don't know that they are targeted. And the targeting program is some really horrible program. people are getting stalked by community members 24/7. They get harassed and lots of bad things are done to them. They are being driven from their homes and all kinds of mishaps. And people think, oh, I have a really bad strain of bad luck. And they don't catch on to it for a long time. It took me about 10 years to catch on to it. But it is organized stalking. And you can find on the internet information about that. It's called organized stalking. Meanwhile, everything that is government is integrated in that program. They all know about it, and they all participate. And this is where police comes in and the psychiatrists. They are all part of that program. It is being taught at the universities. It originated in East Germany. It was a Stasi program. You could study it at the University of Potsdam, and it is a Bolshevik program. It was implemented by the Russians in East Germany for citizens to spy on each other. The East Germans for sure didn't want to do it, but it was forced upon them. And this whole program is now being run here and in West Germany and in all NATO countries.
Yes.
Dr. Kali, you remember when you had me on your show in 2009?
Yes.
What I was saying there at the time was once enough of a fear factor is being created within the population, the dictators don't need guns anymore.
I agree.
You know, and with those technologies that are available now, it scares the hell right out of many people. And they think they can stick their head in the sand and let it blow over. Basically, it's an overload, you know.
Right.
And to function in daily life, they have to just plain black it out, you know, take it out of their mind. But that is the wrong thing. We we can do. We have to use it. We have to become very aware of it, but don't let it get to us. Don't lose our nerves about it and basically get paralyzed by fear. We have to investigate. We have to watch them, you know, and look for moments where we can expose it. Because this is the biggest weapon we got. And but I don't think there is much of a chance to get the mainstream media, you know, to expose this. And thank goodness the internet came along in the meantime, you know, and it gives mainstream media horse for hire. It gives them a run for their money.
Right.
And many
no way is the mainstream media even going to touch this. They're not going to do it because they're controlled as well.
Yeah, basically, what is it, four or five big multinationals, they control here in North America all the media?
However, I'm not sure how many, but yes, they control all the media.
Yeah, the mainstream media, you know.
Yes.
And years ago, I went to a conference in Moncton, it was the Atlantic Council for International Cooperation, and there was the concern being raised about that the mainstream media doesn't pick up the environmental problems and so on. And at the time, this was before the internet took off, I said, then we have to become our own media. You know, mouth to mouth, person to person, neighbor to neighbor, you know. And hopefully after a while, it will gain so much momentum that the mainstream media has to pick it up if they don't want to become irrelevant. And this is right now the race between the internet and mainstream media. Basically, the mainstream media becomes more and more like a dinosaur, you know,
right,
for extinction.
Rebecca?
I agree. Yes, Sheldon, go ahead.
I wanted to interject. I can't seem to locate that Green Med info thing that 100 holistic doctors have been murdered. I think they have pulled it down because I checked that out a few weeks ago and there is absolutely nothing on it.
That's bizarre.
And
a huge red flag.
But we know it's at least 50. My friend John DiNardo had put out a report on that, so we know it's at least 50, though. And we need people to call in. The call-in numbers for the USA are 347-677-0812. 347-677-0812. And if you're in the UK, 01444-390-270. That's 01444-390-270.
We have a caller.
Excellent.
Great.
Area code 7. Oh, they've disappeared when I said that. Apologies.
The caller disappeared?
Yes.
Okay, that's strange. Call back in, caller.
I'm watching on my end too, Andy and Rebecca. If anybody calls in, I can take the call too, right, Andy?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
they're back.
Waiting for callers. Go ahead.
Connected.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, Dr. Carley?
Yes.
Oh, hi. This is Lonnie from Canada.
Hello.
Hello. I'm very, very happy to hear that you're back on the air, and fantastic to hear Werner again. I'm also very saddened and angry to hear of your particular situation in your life. So many of us are going down in so many ways today. The reason why I'm calling specifically is all the conversation that you were just having with Werner about resistance. One of the people that I'm admire the most and followed his work the most is J.B. Campbell, because
yes,
he is simply the hardest hitting individual on the scene, period. I've never read anything as anywhere near as hard-hitting and direct as his, and he happens to be an eloquent writer and speaker as well. Anyway, I think one of the more important things Bruce Campbell has ever said is that we have been long over-diagnosing this problem. And I have to ask people today, in the alternative media circles, basically they're spending their efforts trying to bring awareness, wake people up, and that's necessary, of course. But I often question, you know, I ask many radio hosts, okay, so let's say hypothetically we snap our fingers and people are woken up, or at least a very dangerous percentage are suddenly woken up. Then what? What do we do with this? And I don't think people are thinking ahead enough there. And if they are, they're certainly afraid to talk about it. Because we're going to have to do something about this. You know, people say, okay, we have to get legislation passed, and we have to do this, and we have to do that. Again, Bruce Campbell has addressed all of this stuff. This is why he's pulled out of this scene. There's nothing more to be said here. The bottom line is, you cannot go to the police about, say, these attacks that Werner are describing. They are in on it.
Yes.
You can't get anybody charged for any of this stuff. The courts are totally controlled. There is no political or legal resolution to these matters.
Right.
Okay, so the bottom line here is the number one thing we have to do is awaken our enemy. awaken people to who the enemy is specifically, and that is the Jewish community. End of story, from top to bottom, every darn last one of them. You can see this supremacy in Jewish children. Now, I know there's Jews, non-Jews involved in this. Those are people who have sold out to the Jews. The problem is Jewish. End of story. I'm not going to listen to anybody tell me otherwise anymore. I've been doing this for way too long. Now, just this morning, I watched an unbelievable video that was 2-3 minutes long. It was a conference in at like a hotel conference room in a hotel, I believe it was, somewhere in Israel, Tel Aviv or Herzliya, whatever. And it was several hundred rabbis, Hasidic Jews, whatever the heck they are. And what this specific conference was about was debating the wording in the Torah about having the authority and right to murder children. I couldn't make this stuff up if I tried. I don't have a good enough imagination. This is what this was about. And these rabbis were getting up, doing their nonsense Jewish body language that they do, talking about this. Now, it was amazing. At the very back of the room, there was one particular Jewish rabbi who stood up and said, now, this guy obviously had, you know, 1/4 of an ounce of humanity in him, actually said, okay, yes, it does say this in the Torah, but maybe there should even be a limit on what we're allowed to do. Two other rabbis immediately physically attacked him and drug him out of the room.
Wow.
Now, people need to think about this. This just occurred in the last few days. I saw the video this morning. Now, people need to think about this. Okay, these rabbis are sitting there debating. Obviously, there's no debate to be had because they're doing it. Now, they're not just talking about their perceived authorization to murder children in, say, Palestine. They're talking about around the world with any means that they have created for them. And obviously, one of the main ones in white Western cultures, or around the world really, is vaccinations.
Right.
And so on the topic of resistance here, to be specific, there is no means other than our own two hands. That's it. End of story. And that methodology is going to involve violence. There's no other way. I don't like it. None of you like it. But this is the bottom line reality that everybody in alternative media doesn't want to face. Now, the problem here is, see, when I finally figured out that the problem throughout history, all of history, creating a hell on earth that it is instead of the heaven on earth that it is, and that is not any religious reference because I loathe all religion, it's Jewish psychological warfare, is that these people have been creating these problems, obviously, for thousands of years. And when I realized who it was, I started to look at what other countries, cultures, races, whatever, had done to deal with their Jewish problem throughout history. And it's really interesting because these so-called Jew-wise out there, I think, are the lamest people on the entire scene. And the reason why is this. When you start, once you figure out who it is, and you start looking at what's been done to resist them, you realize all these different methodologies have not worked. For example, the Hungarians literally in 1956 got so sick of their Jewish problem, they went after them physically and started hanging them, literally. The Russians went after them in the means of being more than reasonable and saying, okay, we're so sick of you people and what you do, Russia being such an enormous country. They literally said, here, you can have 20% of this, called the Pale of Settlements. Here you go. Go over there. Stay away from us. They were so generous, they even built them places to live. Of course, they paid for that with their very lives, because they didn't fully understand their Jewish problem. Under the Bolshevik Revolution, which was Jewish from top to bottom, where they genocided, we don't even know how many, somewhere between 60 and 100 million. That's one event in recent history. So that didn't work. In the Byzantine Empire, for example, they passed laws not allowing Jews to have... So they were allowed to stay there physically, but they weren't, and live there, but they were not allowed to be in positions of influence, doctors, lawyers, so on and so on and so on. Well, that didn't work. That empire eventually folded as well. It just took a little longer. In other words, we have tried everything except one thing. And I can't believe that this so-called self-professed Jew-wise haven't figured this out. There's only one thing that hasn't been tried, and that is total extermination around the entire planet. It's glaringly obvious that's the only option, but everybody's afraid to say it because it's illegal to say, well, I no longer care. And I'll tell you why. Because anybody who's in the know of what's happening geopolitically right now knows that Russia has been purging themselves of their Jewish problems since the mid-90s. Look at an event called Payamat. The Americans are Jewish control from top to bottom. So yes, these psychopaths are putting us on the verge of a nuclear war. And that plays right into the Jewish depopulation agenda. So they're obviously, these psychos are obviously just fine with that. And, of course, this is the real reason why they built all these underground bases around the world, because they actually think they can survive this insanity. So the gloves are off as far as I'm concerned. So are mine. If we don't start going around the world and taking these people out with our own two hands, and people have got to start realizing this is not going to be legal. I listened to some patriot idiot say, oh, we can't do anything illegal. Really? These are our very lives. We're sick to death of this nonsense. We're going to deal with our Jewish problem or we're going to die. End of story. Now, specifically on the excellent topic that Dr. Carley is one of the foremost fighters on, of vaccinations, I am sick to death of the era of cowards we live in. Parents constantly say these frivolous things like, oh, you know, don't ever mess with my children, you know, or I'll kill you or whatever. And I don't buy it anymore. I do not buy that most parents actually care about their children to the degree they say they do. Because now I understand there's unfortunately millions of people out there who are ignorant and duped, and they ignorantly are tricked into taking their children to doctors. A Jewish program, look up the Flexner Brothers, the beginning of the control of the medical industry, probably goes back even further than that. So, unfortunately, thinking with good intention, they're helping their children, and they're causing this unbelievable, horrific damage. Okay, well, what about the parents out there that are now hip to this problem? Why is it that the majority of the fighters on the scene are women? Unbelievable, beautiful women out there fighting to save your children. Where are the men? I only see one or two men out there on this scene. Bunch of pansy asses out there, or what? What's going on? So the bottom line is this. I dare any doctor, any cop, any politician to try to force a vaccine on my son. I will kill them, I will blow their face away in my damn driveway, or I'll hunt them down and kill them in their own bed.
Is this Lonnie? Is this Lonnie?
People don't... It is.
Oh, hey, Lonnie. I didn't catch who the caller was, but thanks for calling in.
Yeah, and let me ask you, Lonnie, how can people access this video on the Jewish rabbis talking about killing children?
There is a webpage called InfoWarp, I-N-F-O, Warp, W-A-R-P, I believe it's .com.
Okay.
And it's a compilation of videos and radio programs, and it was posted, I believe, last night. So it's at the top, near the top of the page. And I can send
this video should be at the top of the page. This video should
it's
be
near
at
the top,
top
of
the
page.
Page.
It maybe go down. I'm sorry. Say again.
No, I just said this video should be at the top of the page.
It's near the top. If you look at the, there's a bar across the top, and one that says, I think, audio and videos. Click on mm-hmm. that, and then it will be somewhere within the top 6-7 postings.
Hey, Lonnie.
I can link if you like. Yes.
Lonnie, could you share with the audience what you had called in the Rebecca Show one time a few years ago and brought up the history of how comets are really mentioned a lot throughout the Bible. Could you share that?
Well, I'll make that very quick because that's not what this particular show is about today, and I don't want to distract from the excellent work of Dr. Carly and Werner here. But,
sure.
But long and short of it is what I've discovered is I'm not a religious man at all. I've already stated that. I absolutely hate that stuff. But I spent a lot of time studying it, trying to make sense of this insanity. Come to realize it's all geopsychological warfare. So if you look at the, especially, although it's in the Quran as well and others, but if you look at the Old Testament and the New Testament, the long and short of it is when you take all the colorful religious fluff out of it, there's really only two overlaying stories. It's about a group of psychopaths running around slaughtering and controlling people. That's what it is. That is Jews. That's all that story's about. And the other one is about a great physical catastrophe happening to the Earth, and that is comets. So the long and short of how those two relate together, which was the most revealing thing to me, is about survival. I come to realize that Judaism's not a race, it's not a religion, any of that nonsense. It's nothing more than a global crime scheme, but their motivation is survival. It's a survival strategy, nothing more. It's a very effective survival strategy. And the reason why I broke it down to that incredibly simplistic, provable ideology is that it comes down to law of nature stuff at this point. It's either going to be us or them. And, when a bear tries to break in my front door, and yes, I've had that happen, I kill it. End of story. It's no different. And so people need to – so the comet issue to me, Sheldon, I've studied – as you know, I've studied the whole Planet X thing a lot. What I've done with – I've essentially filed it away. What I've done with it is I've utilized this information to understand gaps in our history that it never made sense to me anymore and understand how it will affect us in our future as well. There's no doubt about that. But I gave up on the idea of, is this coming next week or next year or whatever. I just don't look at that any longer. Our Jewish problem – is in our face, and that needs to be dealt with, or we're not going to survive anything. So when people like Werner tell his incredible story of what's happening to his life for so long, people need to understand who's behind this stuff.
Right.
It is Jewish from top to bottom.
Well, there
okay,
are
anyway,
other aiders and abettors, but I definitely agree with you.
Oh, of course there's aiders and abettors. I mean, I already stated that, actually. There's absolutely no doubt. But without Jewish motivation and power, none of this would be happening. Not
right.
Not to any degree that we couldn't control, that's for sure. This is so ultimately, this is a Jewish problem. They have made it very clear in documents like UN Agenda 21 on the Georgia Guidestones and several other areas. They have a global depopulation program going on. They're quite open about this. They're in the power position to do it. The various topics that you are speaking of today are ultimately all about depopulation. That is
right.
The number one thing going on in the world. And I'll tell you, one of the most ignorant things that I have ever encountered in my life talking to grown adults is believing that money is what makes the world go around. Yes, it is a tool, but that everybody thinks this is about profit. No, it is not. Of course they make tons of profit. I'm not going to argue that.
Yeah.
That is nothing more than a tool to achieve their ultimate goal of depopulation. Now, when you have people openly threatening your very life, people had better start realizing that you're only going to defend your very life by going on the offensive. Now, here's a warning that people really need to be wise about here. One of the things that Jews are very good at throughout history is manipulating revolutions. The United States is clearly being manipulated to that end right now for the purpose of a massive-scale genocide. It is so obvious. The bottom line here is that once it hits that point where the average ignorant American militia type start picking up their guns, that's what they don't realize is that's exactly what the Jews want them to do. Now, I'm not saying stand down from that. I'm not saying that at all, because the disconnect is that they don't know who the enemy are. So whether they pull the plug on the economy or the power grid or start World War III or whatever, they know that people are going to be killing each other instead of continuing to ramp up the race war between blacks and whites. That's obviously being manipulated by Jews. It's all about killing each other instead of the real enemy. Now, my warning is that when it reaches that point, when that spark hits and it triggers and you see some kind of actual physical revolution happening, you're done. It's over. You're not going to be able to create a position at that point to go after the enemy. They've done this time and time again in history. They have so much experience with it, and we're playing right into it right now. So if people are going to, other than exposing, yes, that needs to happen. So I'm not attacking radio hosts for their energy and time for exposing these problems. That's absolutely necessary. However, if we don't start very soon going physical with this, we're done. End of story. I don't care if it's illegal to say those things anymore. I actually do care about my children's future. I care about all of you on this radio program right now and all you listeners. We either do or we don't. And I no longer believe what people say. I believe in what they do. And that's why I have such admiration for Rebecca and Werner and Sheldon. As a matter of fact, I believe I found out about Dr. Rebecca Carley from Sheldon's website many, many, many years ago. So he's obviously an amazing supporter of hers. I want to thank him for that. But anyway, I'm rambling on at this point. We have a Jewish problem, people. We got to take care of it, or they're going to take care of us. There's really not much more to say.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in. I agree with everything you've said. And thankfully, I am finding some brave individuals like all three of you who are willing to actually talk about what's going on. Because, like you said, you know, waking people up is the first step, but then there's the next step. And don't wait until they come knocking on your door, because that's going to be a problem.
Yep, that's the biggest mistake we can make at this point. But anyway, thank you all very much, and I'll continue to listen.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Okay, bye.
Any comments, Sheldon or Werner?
He pretty well cut down to the chase, you know, what over the last 2,000 years, what was at the heart of all the genocides and all the upheavals and all the crimes that have been committed in this world. And the Lord said, when the Pharisees said, we are Abraham's children, he rebuked them. Yeah, of your father the devil, you know, and what he wants, that is what you do. But you can look it up, you know, and in the Old Testament, there had been a lot of bloodshed, you know, and the first historically recorded genocide were being committed by the people of Israel, where they cleaned out the land from the inhabitants of the land, and they committed the most gruesome things. And I don't know if something like that, if that does not ultimately reflect itself in the gene pool and to a certain extent in some of the offspring.
Yes, well, let me just say vaccines affect DNA as well. And when people are told they have a genetic defect, you know, I would definitely check the vaccine history, because there's no question that vaccines are being used to affect genetics as well. So, you know, this is so huge, and I know, listeners, it's hard to hear, but you have to be aware of what's going on to protect yourself in any way.
But Johnny, Lonnie, he basically cuts down to the chase.
Yes.
You know, but I, for my part, I want to stay as much as possible away from violence. And what it says, the word is mightier than the sword. You know, and when the other side, when they see how many people are getting peeved off at them, you know, hopefully get them to back up, you know, to back off.
But well, I think they'll probably just go on the attack more. So you have to be prepared. Period.
But, yes, but at the same time, when they look that more and more those they had recruited to help them, the useful idiots, that they leave their camp. And there's something written there in the Bible, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, you know, where the Lord said that, and what will happen, and that they shall flee. And I think it ultimately it will come to that kind of situation when the world, the population of the world, realized how they have been conned, you know, for so many generations by this small, minuscule group that makes less than, what is it, 1/3 of 1% of the world population. And they basically wanted to blame the German people gunning for the super race and for ruling the world. They just deflected from themselves. And there is enough documentation what their real goals are. And Lonnie pointed it out, and many other serious scholars of history, they've pointed it out. You know, we have to look at the facts and figures, you know, who is masterminding all this bloodshed.
Right.
And this is where those that call themselves Christians, where they have to take the blinders off. How can they associate with this group of psychopaths?
I agree. Any comments, Sheldon? You still there, Sheldon? Okay, maybe he just had to step away for a minute. Okay, I hope we'll get some more callers. Please call in, folks, if you have any questions or comments. We'd like to hear from the listeners.
Yeah, every time you want me to come on, I don't have the headset plugged in. I'm sort of roaming around doing other things, but I'm still here.
Okay, did you hear what Lonnie had to say?
Yeah, I just emailed him, and he emailed me back. That was an outstanding call.
Yes. Yes.
We only got about 10 minutes of the show left, so if anybody else wants to call in, we really appreciate it.
Yes, definitely.
Dr. Cardi, we forgot to mention that Renata, she brought it up. The Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion.
Yes.
If that is known to most of the public, they will seriously reconsider their stance.
Yes, I recommend everybody get that book. It's definitely a shocker. And the fact that they put this in writing, I mean, it just goes to show that they believe that they're above the law and they can do whatever they want.
And how many of that group are actually involved in productive activity that benefits humanity?
I don't think any.
When we look at the financial support that has gone or that has been siphoned off, you know, like a cancer, from mostly the Western countries to support this entity, this cancer entity in the Middle East, you know, it's like a cancer, you know, the cancer grows as long as it can siphon off the blood supply from other parts of the body. But it's soon one way of curing the cancer, you as a doctor know it, by cutting off the blood supply to the cancer. And the blood supply is the money supply and the supply of goods and goods to that, to maintain that state of Israel. And when people look at the huge amounts of money that are siphoned off there on your side of the border from the United States, from Canada, and especially from Germany, you know, in order to keep this entity alive, and what it is being used to, that they can accomplish the so-called ethnic cleansing of Palestine from the Palestinians and people. It is outrageous. You know, how can any kind of a Christian church support this kind of entity?
Warner, I wanted to add that our war is a spiritual war. We have to collectively open our minds to receive communication from unseen entities who are waiting to receive collective contact from us, and our desire to have their life force withdrawn from them as they have been doing to us. It's our turn now in mass, our collective will, to run interference with theirs, and there are many more of us than them. This is not religion. The knowledge goes back to the Kemet Valley in our present era, now known as Egypt, turning our minds into receivers and transmitters of energy. The universe is energetic and just waiting to assist us. I thought I'd just throw that in.
Right. Yeah, I call them angelic forces, and there's no question in my mind that there are angelic forces protecting me and hooking me up with people like Sheldon and my friend Sally from New York, and Werner and Renata and others. We're finding each other, and that's what we have to do, become an army against this evil. Any comment, Werner?
Well, what the Lord said, you know, the one who wants to be the highest, let him be a servant first, you know. And then he said, then those who exalt themselves, the one who exalts himself shall be put down. That means, in other words, he said, we shall be humble. And where do we see any humbleness among this small group?
Nowhere.
You know?
No.
What
yes.
We see? Arrogance. Arrogance. And the Lord said, what will happen, those that exalt themselves, that become too arrogant, you know, and they think they are the master people and they have to rule and basically live as a parasitic life on the rest of the world's population, of the producing people in the world.
Well, I'm very glad you mentioned that. You know, it says right in the Bible, it talks about these people being the son of the devil or Satan, I don't remember which, but it's funny how Christians seem to just kind of go right over that, you know?
Goes in one ear, it's a selective memory, you know, goes in one ear and goes out the other.
Right.
I just wanted to give folks out there a heads up for next week's show on Sunday. I'm trying to bring on Hannah Yosef. She has a book out about how statins are, how they're linked to actually killing the cholesterol in your body, but I'm still awaiting a reply back from her. Otherwise, we only got about 3 or 4 minutes left here, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I was hoping to get another caller, but maybe that's not going to happen. So let me just mention my websites again, Reversing Vaccine Induced, I-N-D-U-C-E-D, diseases.com, and drcarley.com, drcarley.com. It's a very big website, but the most important document on there is my paper entitled Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction. And, of course, Sheldon's site, thelightofdayradioshow.com, thelightofdayradioshow.com. I definitely suggest you go there. He's got a lot of my material on there, which I'm very grateful for. And spread the word, people. Spread the word. If your family or friends won't listen, you know, then at least you tried. But that's what we must do, spread the word.
And if you go to the Light of Day radio show, there's a menu bar on the top there. You would click on Dr. Carly Archive, so sort of like a grocery store there to find things. But that's how you get to all her archived shows for the past years.
And I'm so grateful you put them up there. Now we're putting archives on my websites as well, thanks to me having such an excellent webmaster as Sheldon to do that. You know, we're doing everything we can, people. So, like I said, I'm in severe financial straits. Please support me any way you can. Donations or consults are much appreciated. You know, we all have to survive the best we can. And this is real survival. You know, I've never been in such dire straits in my life. And it's very hard. What about you, Werner? How are you doing?
Oh, basically trying to get by at a minimum.
And if, 90 Renata, seconds.
If Renata wouldn't be here, you know, she helped out financially, and we are getting by. But Dr. Carly, there's and Sheldon. There's one man who fights this constitutional challenge where they want to say us we are in the free West. It's Arthur Topham and Monica Schaefer and Brian Ruhr about
60 seconds.
Media.
Say that again. We missed what media?
An open media, you know. And basically those that preach freedom of the press, they are the worst oppressors of the press. And then look up Arthur Topham and Monica Schaefer and Brian Ruhr and Paul Fromm. You know, there are people who want to get the truth out, but they are being muzzled, they are being threatened, they are being put in jail. In Germany, there are people in jail for revisiting the past and want to educate the people about the real history. There's a
10 seconds.
There's an 87-year-old lady, Ursula Haferbeck, in Germany. They want to throw her for 3/4 of a year in jail for speaking the truth.
Yep, that's what they do. Okay, well, the show's basically over. Thank you for listening, folks. Please share the archives with others. And I thank both of my guests for being on today. I think it was an excellent show. And we will never stop. So thanks again, listeners. And, you know, like I said, wake up as many people as you can. Excuse me, as you can, because it's getting very late.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
No, that's a wrap then.
That's a wrap. Thank you both. It was an excellent show.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's it. That's all I was going to say.
Thank you, Dr. Carly, and thank you, Sheldon. And we want to put the word out here, too, you know.
Well, I think we gave him a strong dose today.
Yep. You know, as a doctor, as a physician, if you give only half the dose, you know, of a medication, it doesn't do the trick.
Well, their medication is killing people, but I know what you're saying, right?
You know, if you half-heartedly go at that issue, you know, it doesn't do the job, you know. You might as well. And this is basically what this, what Arthur Topham and their people in the West and in Germany this Ursula Haferbeck, you know, the senior. They want to throw her for 9 months in jail for speaking the truth. The same way Arthur Topham. He's filing, he's in court a constitutional challenge about free speech.
My good friend, Peter Hoschrow, German name, from Germany and Austria, English born and all that, and educated. He wrote about the Napoleon Wars and the I can't pronounce it. It's Prussian. That's it. And because he basically rewrote through his whole books the German history in that era, he's in jail for 2 years. They've set him up as a sex offender. And through MAPA, which is a crime intelligence, the multi-agency police protection administration, he's found out that they deliberately set him up. I mean, and he's still in jail. It's amazing how not only are you set up as a criminal, but even when you're serving your time, you can find out that they set you up, but there's still nothing you can do about it.
Right. And of course, the real sex offenders are allowed to go free, like my ex-husband.
Yeah.
I've encountered that several times over the years where they wanted to set me up with children, down to a little 4 or 5 year old girl. And it is so disgusting what the so-called honorable, some of the so-called honorable citizens of the community, what they are capable of doing.
And I want to say something. There's a movie out there. It's called Psychiatry and Industry of Death. And that is a video freely available on YouTube. And it shows you step by step how it is all a total fraud. There is no chemical imbalance in the brain. Nothing can be measured. Nothing can be weighed. Nothing can be proven at all. And they are voting their mental diseases in their, when they have a Congress, they are voting the mental diseases into their book. And now the latest vote was, who thinks that the fear of public speaking is a delusional disorder or something?
A mental defect.
And they all said, yes, we think it's a mental defect. And they wrote it in their DSM, or what their Bible is called, with all the mental diseases. This is unbelievable, because that is one of the basic fears of human beings. One is height, the other one is loud noises, and one is fear of public speaking. That's like, we are born like that, all of us. And they voted into their Bible. And there's no science involved at all.
And when you consider the godfather of modern psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, in midlife, he hadn't figured out if he was male or female.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, I'm going to have to go because I'm in so much pain sitting in this hard chair. But if Sheldon, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, can you give me the name of that person that's going to talk about cholesterol drugs next week, hopefully?
Yeah, I'll send it in your Skype and into your email for you, sure.
Okay, yeah, and please let me know as soon as you hear from her, because if she can't come on, I'll ask J.B. Campbell and his wife to come on.
Yeah, I don't even know if she'll be able to come on. I'm just trying to, you know, put it in the queue to her, and she hasn't replied to me, so.
Okay, well, let me know when she does.
All right.
We'll give her a couple days, and if not, I'll just invite J.B.
All right.
All right, thank you both.
Thank you.
Yep, bye, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, I'll talk to you during the week, Sheldon.
Sounds good, Andy. Talk to you later.
All right, then, take care.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.